Rise and Shy, WBEZ is serving local stories for breakfast every weekday morning from 5 to 11. Tune in on the WBEZ app to hear what Chicago's talking about as you start your day.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The Chicago Bears stadium situation continues to grow more complex. Crane Chicago Business reporting the team is considering building a stadium at the old Michael Reese Hospital site on Chicago's South Side in the Bronzeville neighborhood. This is the third location under consideration for a new stadium, joining the South Loop and Arlington Heights. Sun-Times reporter Mitchell Armantrout tells WBEZ's Reset the Bears previously said the site was not logistically feasible.
So the developers that have been trying to find a use for this site for more than 20 years now, they've really tried to get the Bears to look at this as trying to get creative with the site. And also developers say that, you know, you can make a better pitch for a stadium and getting public dollars by investing in affordable housing in a neighborhood that sorely needs it.
A spokesperson for Governor J.B. Pritzker tells the Sun-Times his stance of providing no public funding remains unchanged regardless of the stadium location. More than 1,000 unionized nurses at UI Health in Chicago are on strike for an indefinite period of time. They last went on strike in August when their contract expired. Nurses say they want better pay and safer working conditions. UI Health is on the Near West Side. It's one of Chicago's busiest hospitals. Defense lawyers in the corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan are attacking the credibility of a government mole. My colleague Dave McKinney reports former ComEd executive Fidel Marquez is a key prosecution witness on the stand for a fifth day. He has detailed how ComEd hired a series of Madigan cronies to win favor with the ex-speaker and boost its legislative fortunes. Madigan's lawyers chipped away at that narrative. Marquez acknowledged misleading an ex-wife by hiding $400,000 during divorce proceedings and admitted wrongly claiming he was not the subject of any prosecution when he filled out paperwork this year to purchase a gun. Madigan's lawyer portrayed Marquez as a turncoat for secretly recording his ComEd family, and they got him to say no one he recorded ever said Madigan skewed legislation in ComEd's favor. A group representing retailers is warning hiking taxes on goods to avoid a massive property tax is still going to hurt the residents of Chicago. My colleague Tessa Weinberg reports Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson and city council members are negotiating over a slew of possible tax increases to avoid a proposed $300 million property tax hike next year. Options on the table include raising taxes on the sale of alcohol, bottled water, checkout bags, and cigarettes. Rob Carr works with the Illinois Retail Merchants Association and says consumers will vote with their feet and shop outside Chicago if those tax increases happen.
It's all about disposable income. And when you take away that away, you're disincentivizing the stores that are open from being able to survive. It's really a terrible economic development approach for the city.
The city must close a nearly $1 billion budget gap for the next year. European food delivery giant JustEatTakeaway.com is selling Chicago-based Grubhub for $650 million. That's a fraction of the billions of dollars it spent to purchase the U.S. platform just 3 years ago. Wonder Group, a New York-based food ordering company that touts fast fine dining, is set to be Grubhub's new owner. Weather today, cloudy and windy, a little bit of rain late in the afternoon and a high in the mid-50s, and then rain tonight with a low in the upper 40s. Thursday, cloudy with showers in the morning and a high again in the mid-50s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.